he's out.
Wrapped up and sacked.
He has a man in front of him. Hurdles the defender.
Henry diving.
And there is your game.
The play of the season. Yeah!
Yeah, he is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we give the people? What they want. It happens tonight in Tampa Bay. The NFL season kicks off with a huge game between the Bucks and the Cowboys. We will both be locked in on our couches watching this
one.
What
are
you most interested in seeing tonight in the game?
Can the Tampa Bay Bucks start the journey to be a team that actually repeats? You return all 22, and we're going to talk about Tom Brady, and rightfully so, he's the face of the NFL. But they're loaded. You forget they have Leonard Fournette in the backfield. Yep. How about Evans and Godwin on the outside? Adding O.J. Howard at tight end. Like, this squad is stacked. So it's going to be interesting for me to see how they perform each game, and Bruce Arians talked about this in the offseason, how this is now a team that has to find its own identity. Last year's team won the championship. Can this year's team go back to back?
Absolutely. They have so many weapons on offense, and you forgot to mention Ronald Jones will be getting the majority of the carries. But Jalen, the Cowboys are the most talked about
Giovanni
football team
Bernard?
Because of Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper and all the weapons that they have on offense. When you think about Dak Prescott, before he got injured last year, he was basically throwing 400 yards every single game. Can he do that again tonight against this vaunted Bucks defense?
Not gonna be able to do it. I saw what they did to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And they held them without a touchdown. Now, this is a new year, new attack, and I agree with you. The Cowboys will be explosive. You have Gallup, you have Cooper, but CeeDee Lamb is going to be the key for me. And, of course, you want to turn around and hand the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott. He can't fumble it six times this year. Hopefully their offensive line can hold up, even though they're without their best left tackle in Martin due to COVID. So again, the Dallas Cowboys, to start this journey, we're going to gauge how much this game meant to them based on the result. If they get blown out, then it's not going to be a big deal to them. It's going to be like just one game, we're trying to figure it out. To the rest of the world, we're going to panic.
If they win,
oh, man, people are going to act like they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yep. And I think Ezekiel Elliott is something that I want to see. When Dak Prescott went down last year, I really thought that Ezekiel Elliott would have a monster season. Didn't really work out that way. And there's something that's standing in his way that's going to be very difficult to overcome. The Bucks are not the second best run defense in the NFL. They're the best run defense in the NFL. Levante David, Devin White, and the linebackers with Sue and Vita Vea and JPP on the line.
Like, Shaq Barrett.
They have such a good defense. It's going to be some tough sledding for Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys tonight. And I, like you, think the Cowboys, they should just compete. I just want them to compete. You know, like, I just want it to be close. Like, they're not going to win the game, I don't think, but I don't want to see them lose by three touchdowns. I just want to see them be competitive in this game, which I will be laser-focused on my couch. I'm putting my kids to bed at 8 today. I'm getting rid of the kids. I'm locking in on the game. And, Mr. Rose, one thing that we need to do is just celebrate the long legacy of a man playing quarterback in the NFL who is older than I am at 44 years old. Jalen, when you think back to his days at Michigan almost a quarter century ago, what do you think about this picture and the legacy of Brady?
Of a man named Brady. There's going to be a lot of conversation about my fellow Michigan alum this year. And is he entering the conversation of greatest athletes in any sport of all time? But before we get there, it's only right I remind you guys of the journey. Y'all saw the combine picture. Y'all saw the 40-yard dash that took 3 days for him to complete with a huge shirt on that looked like it was a parachute. Okay, put that back
up
there.
Is he sprinting?
That's how like, Jacoby looks now.
Is he sprinting? Like, is that him sprinting?
He got a parachute on. And so, again, this is how you transform yourself into from a six-round pick with Bill Belichick into a seven-time champion that went to the Bucs and won the Super Bowl his first season there. This guy is defying everything we know about physicality in sports with longevity at his age.
I think the one thing that people forget because they won the Super Bowl is it wasn't an easy road to the Super Bowl for the Bucs. Remember the fourth down on Thursday night against the Bears and that game in New Orleans when they lost to the Saints by like 35 points. Like,
God,
this
waxed.
Was a tough season for them, but now they're more comfortable. Like you said, they're bringing back all 22. The expectations could not be higher for this team, who's clearly the favorite to come out of the NFC. Another team that wants to compete in the NFC are the 49ers in a tough division. They've got Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback. They drafted Trey Lance. However, Garoppolo is basically now saying, I'm a starting quarterback week one. A lot of that has to do with Trey Lance's health. But what do you think about Garoppolo's future in the Bay this season looking forward?
When you're a Sean McVay or a Kyle Shanahan and you're an acknowledged offensive genius, you can have quarterbacks like Jared Goff and Jimmy Garoppolo take you to the Super Bowl and then give up on them shortly after. And that's what we're seeing here. Now, if you're Garoppolo, you're going to be a veteran because you know their core offensive thing that they like to do is actually run the football and allow their defense led by Bosa to be stout on that side of the field. And so, for Jimmy Garoppolo is don't turn the ball over, and unlike the Super Bowl, make the key throw. Imagine how different the trajectory of his career would probably be had he made that completion in the Super Bowl and they would have gone on to win the game. So I know you're not mad at the QB rotation. I can't stand it. But again, this team is actually still built first off its defense, because Bosa is one of the most dynamic players at any position in the NFL.
Fact.
And they're still going to run the ball.
Now, Jalen, I'm not going to let the fact that it has never worked in the history of the NFL get in the way of me celebrating this platoon thing that they tried in the preseason. Like, Trey Lance is throwing footballs again. He will be healthy. He won't be playing week one most likely. But Jalen, I'm not gonna let the fact that it's literally never worked in the history of the NFL before get in the way of me supporting this platooning thing that they are doing, because there are two different styles of quarterbacks. And if anyone can figure out, it is Kyle Shanahan. Trey Lance has got so much talent. We always talk about, is it too early to put a rookie in? Do we want the rookie to learn things? You know what? Put him in for a few plays. Let him execute some plays and then take him out. I support the platoon. I hope we get to see it in week two.
You support drama. That's what you support.
Yeah. I like experimentation. Let's get weird. Let's switch it up every down. Who knows? Send the new quarterback running with the play every single down. Why not? Let's see what happens. We all know that the quarterback of the future in the Bay is likely Trey Lance. It's just a matter of time. But week one, even though Kyle Shanahan hasn't said it, because we never know what's going to happen on Sunday, we might not be here on Sunday, even though he hasn't said it, we know it is going to be Jimmy G. In the Northwest, we turn our attention to Portland and the Trailblazers, where there's been a lot of drama surrounding Dame Lillard, who's newly married. Congratulations, Mr. Lillard. And he put up an interesting post on Instagram to sort of like settle some of those rumors and drama. He said, "Back for more, Rip City is my city." Jalen Anthony Rose, what do the Blazers need to do to keep him happy, to keep him in Portland this season?
A lot of keeping Dame in Portland long term, other than the fact he's still under contract and you don't necessarily have to move him and he's established himself as one of the best players in the league, is they're going to be judged by the end result. We had CJ McCollum on just yesterday, and he talked about how many years they made the playoffs as a collection, but he also talked about the number of injuries, in particular the Nurkic, that they've had to overcome. So now you change out Terry Stotts, you add Chauncey Billups. I think he's gonna do a terrific job with their team, but ultimately, Dame's gonna judge this situation by playoff result. not a first round exit, but being in a position to advance in the playoffs.
There's a lot of pressure on Portland to perform this season. There's a lot of pressure on new head coach Chauncey Billups to start hot. Because if they start slow, you don't want to hear it. You know, like you don't want to start hearing about Dame's happiness or trade deadline, this and that. But one thing they do have this year, they didn't have last year, health. You know, they didn't have CJ McCollum for a long stretch. They didn't have Nurkic for a long stretch. This team, healthy, is a much better team than what you saw last year. And one thing that Dame came on this program and said, he said he should be in the MVP. We said, why? He said, a lot of people don't watch the games. They don't see that I'm getting double teamed all the time. I'm getting double teamed at half court because CJ McCollum wasn't in the game. When you have McCollum and Nurk, you can use those weapons to clear up more space for Dame, who's one of the best scorers in the league.
Jacoby, I think it's since 2015. Think about this when you're analyzing all of the top players in the game.
Okay.
Dame Lillard hasn't played with an MVP, a Defensive Player of the Year, a Rookie of the Year, a Most Improved Player. He's been that guy for his squad. So based on what you just said and the level of health of CJ McCollum, who was having a terrific season before he got injured, Nurkic has to be the anchor. So many times I look down at a box score and I'm like, Nurkic giving me 20 and 12. That's great. I need more of this. And then it's triple single sometime also. I'm going to need him to hopefully stay healthy and consistent. But let me tell you, with Chauncey Billups, a member of what we affectionately know as Bad Boys 2 in Detroit, is going to bring to Portland. They're going to compete defensively. See, that's been their problem. They can score with the best of them on given nights when they get on them, when they get on. They got to compete defensively.
That's what CJ said just yesterday on Jalen and Jacoby. You can listen to that on the podcast right now. Mr. Rose, Andy Dalton is the starter week one for the Chicago Bears. And he says he's not looking over his shoulder. I don't know. We'll talk about that and much more right after this on J&J.
Consider Jalen and Jacoby your parking spot to fall through like bra, man, anytime.
It's an honor to be on you guys' show, man.
What's up, teammate? It's been too long.
Oh, the great Jalen Rose.
Thank y'all guys for having me on the show, man.
I'm in the group text. Y'all didn't know it, huh?
Yo, I got seven Knicks jerseys on.
Now, I usually watch y'all while I'm on my elliptical. Today, I'm there hanging out with y'all. Bong, bong. Thank you, brothers.
You were with the wrong guys. It's all good, though. I guess you'll learn your lesson, right?
Yo, I be watching y'all every day. Y'all some crazy motherfuckers, man.
Coming to you live from the Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose. Justin Fields is the greatest quarterback in the history of the Chicago Bears, and he hasn't even taken a snap, but he will not be starting week one. Let's listen to Andy Dalton, starter of the Chicago Bears for now.
That's the worst thing you could do is look over your shoulder. And so, I think that's understanding that is key. I'm about tuning out the stuff that you don't need to focus on and knowing where you need to put your time and effort and all that kind of stuff. I think that's just where I'm at, and you don't worry about all the other stuff.
Jalen, what do you think about the Red Rocket not looking over his shoulder?
You know us continuing to say Justin Fields is the greatest quarterback in the history of the Bears. Has a few people upset. Has a few undies in a bunch by us saying that. But it's true. The Bears haven't had a quarterback throw for 4,000. They haven't had a quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns. He might do that this season. And let me get to Andy Dalton. You can never disrespect the vet, right? He did his work, in particular with AJ Green with the Bengals. He is named a starter. But however, I'm old enough to remember that he played football last year for the Dallas Cowboys, and that didn't go so well. And they got a lot more offensive talent on that team than this team. So again, I applaud the fact that he wants to be looking straight forward and focused on the job at hand, but we all know his footsteps in there, Justin Fields. And I'm gonna tell you when it's gonna happen. I've been watching this movie for my entire life. They ain't gonna put him out there against the Rams. Put the schedule up there.
No, he got
the schedule. Put the schedule up there. I'm gonna tell you what they gonna do. They ain't gonna put him out there the first couple of weeks. They gonna put him out there week three against my Lions. That's what they're gonna
do. Week four at home against the Lions is the perfect time to make Justin Fields a starter.
What do you mean perfect? What do you mean perfect?
Remember where you heard it first. You want to get Justin Fields a win in his first start. You're at home. You got the Lions coming to town. Get a division win. That is exactly the right time to start Justin Fields. It'll be week four against the Lions. And you remember that hit that Justin Fields took against the Bills when he didn't slide the protection the right way with a blitzer who was just absolutely unblocked? They're going to work out those kinks in week one, week two, week three, watching film, getting him ready in practice. And week four against the Lions, he will be the starter, and Andy Dalton will once again be the backup. Moving on, Mr. Rose. Historic day yesterday in Cooperstown. The captain, Derek Jeter, was enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. What do you think about the legacy of one of the best to ever play shortstop?
El Capitan. Captain Clutch. And also, again, wasn't necessarily considered like the biggest power hitter. He was a slap hitter, and I appreciated that. A golden glove at shortstop, did it all in pinstripes as a champion, as a leader, as a captain, did it with his bat, did it with his glove, did it with his average, stole bases. Like, he embodied everything that you wanted from a teammate, from a champion, and for somebody that always handled themselves with class. And Jacoby, I played against him in basketball, AAU, high school years. He from Kalamazoo. And he'll tell you the funny story about when we played against one another and the conversation that him and his father had in the car after we beat him by like 60. It was time to focus on baseball, and he did just that. And he never looked back.
He's the all-time postseason leader in games, hits, and runs. Just think about that. He has more hits in playoff situations than any other player to ever put on spikes. Salute to the captain, Derek Jeter, who tormented me for decades as a Red Sox fan. Moving on, Mr. Rose. Pacers Twitter put up an interesting post yesterday that got some people talking, and your name was involved. Here is the post. Who's the first person you think of when you see this jersey? Jalen Rose, you obviously wore that jersey, but who's the first person you think of when you see that jersey?
That's love, and I appreciate them acknowledging me, the people on Twitter giving me shouts. Here's why. Because on my jersey, it has a finals patch, and that's the only time that franchise has ever been, and I'm fortunate enough to be a part of that team.
Well, there's one player that comes to mind not named Jalen Rose when I see that jersey. One player. Brooklyn's own Christopher Mullin. A lot of people associate him with the Warriors. But Chris Mullin still hitting threes in his old age in the pinstripes for the Pacers.
And shout out. Big shouts, though. I got to shout Reggie Miller, Mark Jackson. Got to shout Larry Bird, Travis Best, the Davis brothers, Rick Carlisle.
Rick Smits.
You know what I'm saying? The Duncan Dutchman, Derek McKee, Heavy D. Shout to those Pacers squads. I appreciate the love I got from all of my teammates.
Jalen, we are just hours away from kickoff. 6 hours from now, the Bucks take the field against the Cowboys to defend their Super Bowl trophy. We have our predictions for this game right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching J&J. Sunday afternoon, WNBA action on the three-letter network ABC. The Mystics travel to Chicago to take on the Sky. Thousands have been affected by Hurricane Ida, urgently need support. Donate at redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond and help people recover from this tragic disaster. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Rose. 6 hours from now, will be on our couches watching professional football. It is the Bucks against the Cowboys. The Bucks are favored, according to Caesars, by 8.5 points. Mr. Rose, against the spread, who do you have?
That's a lot of points, especially after I just spent 3 hours last night in my fantasy draft. I'm going Cowboys in points on this one. And I know you can't wait to see Ezekiel Elliott have a bounce back year. But you know what I can't wait to see? C.D. Lamb hitting his head on the goalpost. That's what I can't wait to see. So that's my pick in tonight's game.
C.D. Lamb does not get enough recognition for what he did last year, even with Dak Prescott out. I'm going to take the Buccaneers in a blowout just because I want the world to blow up with Cowboys tragedy tomorrow morning. I can't wait. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock on ESPN.
Wow.
We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Walking down the street this morning, some guy said, I listened to your pod today. Love that. I love that. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What
up, some news. And I'm going to be critical of some people that I really don't want to be critical about.
Uh-oh.
I have so much respect.
Uh-oh.
For LeBron James, Maverick Carter, Rich Paul.
Uh-oh.
Ernie Ramos. Paul Rivera. Everybody in that whole group. I love when LeBron said, you know what? I'm going to start a business with my childhood friends. And look at the business they've started. There's news that Spring Hill Entertainment announced that they would oversee the remake of House Party. Jalen Rose, I could see this going one of two ways. House Party is a classic. It's been a long time. There's many people that have never even seen House Party. Don't even know who's in House Party. It might be time right now to remake that one. But my criticism is this. Do y'all have any like original ideas? You know, in Spring Hill? Like, we should be making Space Jam, and now we're making House Party. We can make Rocky next. Like, it just seems like Godfather. What are we going to do next? You know, Forrest Gump remake. Like, it just seems like you just take hit songs and just remix them. It's like Bad Boy in the 90s. What do you think about Spring Hill overseeing the remake of House Party?
And Maverick Carter, who's also in my fantasy league, that costs $15,000 this year.
Whoa!
By the way,
it costs $15,000 this year. Wow! It's like Fat Joe said, the price yesterday is not today's price.
Not today's price.
Not today's price.
Not today's price. And Spring Hill, by the way, now valued at $800 million.
Wow. I mean, first of all, shout out to them. They're a very successful company. Very successful. They're doing stuff you don't even know they're doing.
Correct. So now that we've sprinkled rose petals at their feet, let me just say, I have two answers for this. First, I'll give you the shallow answer. And part of that is just when you're older, you just have more years of wealth and experience and knowledge. So I seen the first House Party, and I remember Kid and Play as artists. Like, I remember the entire time and embody all of that. And I will now get a chance to consume and digest this project as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like you, are gonna be a much tougher critic. Like, I loved Coming to America, the original. I didn't love the most recent one as much.
No.
Now, but there are people who didn't see the first one that really liked the one that just came out. And it's like this in music and movies. You remember there was a time when hip hop was really fighting for originality? I remember when EPMD made a song called Keep the Crossover. Like, the goal was to try to keep it as pure as possible. The art form, the language, the beats, the rhymes, the bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what's gonna happen is they're gonna redo this movie, and you're gonna have the new era of LeBron James and Spring Hill fans, they're going to appreciate the project that he does regardless. If it's done well, because they don't have the range of comparison. So now that's why I like having the who's the GOAT conversation. Like, I'm having this conversation with people that never saw MJ play. You know what I'm saying? So it makes it almost irrelevant. People are gonna always support what's happening in their generation. How many times have you been sitting in the car and songs come on the radio and people act like it's the first time? Oh my God, it's head banging. Oh my God, putting their head out of the window thinking it's the greatest thing they ever heard, driving down the freeway. And I'm like, man, that song done been redid 500 times, dog. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me say this in support of a reboot of House Party. It is a format that is very easily duplicated. Like, the plot is basically they have a house party. You know what I mean? It's like, that's basically the whole thing. And I love party movies. Project X is my favorite movie of all time. So I do feel like if you are going to remix and bring back and reboot from 20, 30 years ago, House Party is a very good project to take on. Because you can't remix The Godfather. You know what I mean? Like you can't have LeBron James playing The Godfather. Like, you just can't. But you can definitely do that to House Party. And you know what people always say? People always say my wife looks like Kid. Do you ever think that? You know, Joey. Doesn't she kind of look like Kid? Like, a little bit?
Nah, I'm not rolling.
A little
rolling.
Bit?
Oh, I'm not does. Rolling. And by the way, Kid went on and still does a great job of producing a lot of content. He been crushing it for a long time.
Stand-up career. He had a stand-up career, too.
Yeah, I pay attention. Again, when it releases, what all you got to do now, here's all he has to do. It just put... What's going to happen in a flick like this, you're just going to put notable... We're going to put people with notable followings in it. That's kind of the new formula now. Just putting people with normal followings in it and have everybody promoting everything, and then it comes off as the best or the greatest. Like, that's a cut and paste formula.
Mm-hmm.
What are you listening to right now? Can I talk music for a second?
Yeah, I'm listening to Certified Lover Boy. That's what I'm listening to right now. I'm listening to Certified Lover Boy, West Side Gun. Those are the two. Those are the two I'm listening to. Any Griselda project I'm supporting. West Side Gun, Certified Lover Boy. Don't talk to me about that Kanye album. I don't like it. I tried it. We had a 6-hour ride from Auntie Juliet's house to New York. And me and my wife, we listened to that album like taking medicine. We listened to that album like drinking fish oil or something. It's just like, I guess I gotta do this. Halfway through, we look at each other like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Why are we torturing ourselves like this? Here's my one critique of the Kanye album. Now, let me be fair. Of course, the song with Griselda is great. You know what I mean? There's 5 songs on there I like. But, like, there's mad songs that don't have drums. It's like he's, like, playing. It's like he's like, you know what I want to make this beat sound like? Like, I'm playing organ at Yankee Stadium. That's what every beat sounds like. It's just like him playing organ at Yankee Stadium trying to start a rally. That's what the beats sound like to me. I was like, where are the drums? Where's the boom bap? Where's the head nod? You know what? And then we started listening to old Kanye on this drive too. And there's a lot of similarities with old Kanye over time. He started going further and further this way, like more sing-songy, more preachy, more organ, less beats, less boom bap. And like, but he just went too far with this project. That's my personal opinion. That's just my singular personal opinion. You can't tell me I'm wrong about the way I feel about a piece of art, but I feel like this piece of art is trash. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
Shout to the new era artists, the Lil Babies and Dirks and the 42s. They're on their come up and doing their thing. But you know what Versus did? Shout to Swiss Beatz. We brought him and Timberland on the show. Got love for them. Been fans of theirs for a really long time. The Versus help rejuvenate the 30-plus artist. In particular, the poster childs for that, to me, are the Locks. We were there. And if you look at all of the projects now, just think about it. Nas, two projects, killing them. King's Disease, you know, got with Hit-Boy, it just skyrocketed. You just mentioned everything Griselda. West Side Gun, Conway the Machine, Benny the Butcher, Boldy James, Freddie Gibbs. You know what I'm saying? Kanye falls in that age bracket thing that I'm describing. I talked about the Locks and Jada. They gonna be up, up, and up. Shout out to Sheik Luch.
People just rediscovered the Locks. People that act like they just rediscovered the Locks. Like, oh yeah, the Locks. Like they just like they found them in the couch or something. Like, come on now. Come on now. We've been on the Locks forever. Jada Kiss Bus been behind you for what, how many years now? When we went to Bristol that time? Exactly. 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Exactly. Come on, man, stop. We had Jada and Fab on here to do Freddie and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
That's family. Shout to Fab, just saw him in the D recently. On stage, spitting bars. So Scarface, if you love hip hop, pray for Scarface. His son is giving him a kidney this Tuesday. I got a chance to see him in Detroit. And he's a legend. So pray for Mr. Scarface, Brad Jordan, and his family.
Absolutely. We have an upcoming battle trying to recapture the magic of Locks versus Dipset. Fat Joe versus Ja Rule.
So, what's gonna happen in this versus is people are gonna realize how many radio hits both of these guys have had and how influential they actually were on 90s rap / R&B sound. Like there was a time like an R&B artist didn't wanna jump on a track with a rapper and or vice versa. Like, as Puff and them started to ascend with Bad Boy and like, that started to change. But I just gotta tell y'all something. This guy that y'all follow on Instagram, Joseph Cartagena, in 2021, y'all don't, that's a representative. That's a representative. Let me tell y'all something. Let me introduce y'all to Joe Cartagena.
If you're under 25, you think Fat Joe is like a CEO of a company. You know what I mean? Like an upstanding businessman. Okay. Don't blow the cover.
My bad.
You're in New York in 1995, 96, 97. Hey, you know exactly.
Let me tell y'all something,
why Fat Joe has all those nicknames that he doesn't use anymore.
Correct.
And also, I also want to say this. Big pun, if he didn't tragically pass, I swear to God that man would be in the GOAT conversation. I swear to God. He's one of the best to ever spit into a microphone.
All facts. And while we're throwing the alley-oop to my brother Fat Joe, here's the thing. There's another guy in that conversation that would be if he didn't pass. Big L.
Big L, for
and
sure.
You know who was in the room when Big L and Jay-Z did that legendary freestyle? Joseph Cartagena was in the room.
Of course he was.
Okay. Digging in the crates. Exactly. Shout to Rez DeLedge, reminding me about digging in the crates. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
D-I-T-C.
Jacoby might have a DITC tattoo on his lower back. Okay.
Why I gotta be on my lower back? No. big shout to Stretch and Bobbito. Bobbito Garcia, my guy.
We love him
during
that
era. During that era, I remember driving an hour and a half just to buy a radio show on tape, so then we could make mixtapes from what they did. Stretch and Bob. They've got a documentary out about the show. Make sure you check that out. One of the most influential radio shows in the history of hip hop. So, Jalen, yesterday we didn't have time to take.
And I got to say one more thing,
I'm making a transition. I'm doing my own transition. Every time you do this, you say something that did not need to be said. Go ahead.
So here's what. We acknowledge Fat Joe. If you're a host, we got to acknowledge Ja Rule.
No, we don't.
Well, yeah, not lately, yeah. He was
That's the thing. That the problem with this one, it's not really fair because Fat Joe got hits like this summer. You know what I mean? And Ja Rule was kind of just, the last hit that Ja Rule had was a documentary about the Fyre Fest. That's the last hit. That's the last time people were talking about Ja Rule.
Here's what I want to tell you guys about the 90s. I want y'all to always remember. The names of some of these record labels actually were who they were before they start rapping. Like BDP is Boogie Down Productions, or if you're on the other side of the Timbo Stump Out, it's Beat Down Productions. How about Terror Squad? That's a real name of a group. How about Murder, Inc.? That's a real, how about Death Row? These are real names of groups in the 90s. Okay, now you can transition.
Yesterday we didn't have a chance to do phone calls. We always want to hear from you. 985-80, Jalen is the number. Seriously, call us up, leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show. Just like this. Ridge.
What's going on, Jerry? This is Kobe. It's your boy Chance coming out of ATL. First off, shout out, Ridge. Next thing, got a question or suggestion, rather. Let's say y'all want to get ready to get Mike 2031. What if Reggie got a mic on the weekend podcast? Reggie, I'm trying to get you a voice, man. Next thing, I need my poop analyst to help me out. How do I keep my legs from going to sleep? Help me out, man. Y'all boys keep cashing them checks. Keep giving the people what they want. I'll be listening for your reply.
Okay, well, big shout to Chance in the ATL. All right, now he's asking the senior poop analyst. We'll get to that.
A-Town down.
Senior poop analyst in a second, but the idea, everybody that calls in and asks for Reggie to get a mic, first of all, Reggie probably just puts those calls on. That's just another sneaky way to guarantee yourself to get on J&J.
He doesn't have to.
He's got all the sounds he needs. If you listen closely, you can hear how Reggie feels about every single topic just by everything that he puts in via sound effect. And
that's why he's dope at what he do.
Third, y'all have never heard Reggie talk. Maybe there's a reason he doesn't have a mic. Just like there's a reason that I'm not on the cover of Vogue. You know what I mean? Like no one ever asked me to model with my shirt off. Maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe there's a reason that Reggie doesn't have a mic. Y'all never heard this dude talk. He was saying crazy stuff in my ear all day long. I couldn't even hear anything Jalen was saying about digging in the crates because Reggie was talking in my ear the whole time. You know that too, Jay. You know that too. Reggie gets fired up and he gets in our ear. Like, he didn't even hear each other. Reggie just got takes. 2031, dog. 2031. Mark it down. September 9th, 2031. Reggie gets his mic. We've been 10 years already. Wow. We'll be another 10.
A couple of things. I like the idea of Reggie having a voice, having a mic, not only via sound effects. The sound effects gonna continue to improve and be a soundtrack for his voice. But I do like every now and then having Reg just pop on the show and give the people what they want. Stay tuned. Now, as far as your leg falling asleep, that's a few things. Jacoby loves that so much, right? Sarcasm. First off, you're doing a lot of sitting. You gotta stand up.
Whoa, mid-deuce? You're standing up mid-deuce?
Oh, he talked about using the bathroom in his
senior, yeah, the senior poop analyst. He needs the senior poop analyst.
Okay. Here's what you gotta first do. Easy. When you sit down, you gotta remove both pants legs.
Oh, I forgot about this.
See, some of us can do two.
You got shoes on.
Some of us can do one. Hey, man, let me tell you something. You can take off your pants, you can take off your shoes, dog.
So you're taking your socks? You sitting there just socks?
Hey, man, this man want to not have his leg fall asleep. He want to be able to make moves after he take a deuce. You're trying to take a deuce and be in there trying to stretch looking crazy. People coming in and out. People stinking up the bathroom and you in there stretching looking crazy. So this is what you got to do. You can't go one leg. You got to go two leg. Just, you know, when you eat at some point, you're going to have to go to the bathroom. So just be ready. You know your body. You know what you eat. And that's a part of being an adult. You know when you're going to be traveling. I'm not drinking a gallon of water when I know I'm about to be in the car for 3 straight hours. It's just, you know your body, right? You got to take off both pants legs and just stretch out your legs and just fly freely. You know, that's my advice.
So I've been reading lately. I picked up reading again last year during the panty. You know what I mean? I just needed something to kill the time. You know, I can't just be looking at my phone all the time. So
Can I say something about your reading?
Is it going to be nice or going to hurt my feelings?
Jacoby is a true reader.
Yeah,
he's
man.
The person that's at Starbucks reading. He's the person that's at the sports bar reading.
Reading.
He's the person that's at the back of the restaurant sitting at a high table
reading. Yes, that is me. That is me.
I walked into a restaurant. You know, I'm saying hi to the bartender. I'm getting like a double. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
First drink of the day.
I walk to the back. I feel guilty. He back there reading. I'm like, man.
I read the entire Game of Thrones series. It's like 6,000 pages. I read The Godfather from front to back, unlike LeBron James, who just be reading the page two here and there. And then I'm reading this series called The Gentleman Bastards right now. It is excellent. I'm wrapped up in it. I got my book in my jacket right over here. Right when we're done taping,
I'm gonna eat
lunch and read.
Good for you.
But here's what the thing about the reading is I got 3 little kids at the house, got a wife at the house, it's usually like an auntie or two over. It's just crazy at my house. So my only time to really get alone time is deuce time. So I go in there, bring my book. And if I forget to lock the door, I'm gonna get interrupted at least 2 or 3 times. So now I just start locking the door. Like, leave me alone.
Gotta lock the door,
But sometimes when you're reading, you get focused on the words and the story and not focused on the business at hand. And that's when you get the legs falling asleep. So Chance from Atlanta, what I'm saying is, you're focused on other things. You're looking at your phone. I know you're on Instagram, you know, clicking on some girl's profile, looking at all her pictures, trying not to like the old ones. That's what you're doing, Chance. If you just focused on the business at hand, your legs won't fall asleep, but you're on your phone, I promise. Call me back and tell me I'm wrong. Thank you so much for the call. We got time for one more caller. We always want to hear from you, 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail, we'll put on the show just like this one, Rage.
Yo, what's up? Shout out to Reg and the crew. What's up, Jalen and Jacoby? I want to ask you guys a few questions. So, I've been seeing this commercial on Pizza Hut. They talk about Detroit-style pizza. Jalen, is this real? Like, they put sauce on top of the cheese and pepperoni? Could you guys talk about that? And I also want to ask you guys, would you guys hook up with a roommate? So me and my roommate, we've been living together for like a year, and we flirted a lot, but I was wondering, would you guys ever hook up with your roommate? Would it be too dangerous to do that? Like, because you guys don't want to mess up the relationship? So that's what I want to ask you guys. And last, one more question I want to ask Jalen. If you had to give up one of these two things, which one would you give up? Lobster or getting your hair cut? So hit me back. I love the podcast. I've been listening to it for a few years now. And get the people what they want.
Reggie, please give this caller an applause. Reg, please, because this is a great caller. First of all,
didn't
leave his
great
name
call.
So he can't be traced back.
You know what I mean? Jammed up, don't thing. Mention my name.
I don't know if he's Steve from Austin or Jamal from Seattle. I don't know who this caller is, but he's a great caller. And we're going to hit his in the order in which he asked them. Jalen, I also have seen the Pizza Hut commercial. Craig Robinson, big shout to him. Remember when we saw him in L.A.? That's the thing, Jalen knows everybody. Jalen knows people he doesn't know. You know what I mean? I think it's like a famous black guy thing, where it's like, if you're famous and black and you see Jalen, like, y'all act like he like went to school together. You know what I mean? But I know you did. I'm sure you did get in with Greg Robinson before. Big shout to him. Wonderful, wonderful talent. Keep getting them checks at Pizza Hut. So Detroit style pizza. You know I'm a pizza professional. The same way that you're the senior poo analyst, I'm a senior pizza analyst here at Jalen and Jacoby. I have to admit, as someone who has made pizza, someone who cares so much about pizza, it looks pretty good. I know the Pizza Hut version is not gonna be a true thing, but it's like kind of like a Sicilian style crust in a square. And then they load it with pepperonis, and then they put extra sauce on top. Like, I like my pizza well done. I also like a very saucy pizza. Jalen Rose, please tell us if this is a true representation of Detroit style pizza.
So New Yorkers and Chicagoans, not only have I got a chance to visit both places, I play for both of those teams, are really protective of the pizza conversation.
Mm.
Really protective.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not as protective. However, I love pizza. So let me tell you my favorite thing that I have with pizza in Detroit that most people have not been exposed to. Seafood pizza.
I knew you were gonna go there. I knew you were gonna go there.
I know you did. As you were just getting on me the other day about what I like to eat with my salad, there are gonna be people that listen to this and say, seafood pizza, that's nasty.
Who would have thought? I can't imagine how they could think that.
Crab, shrimp in particular. Cheese, red sauce, thick crust.
There's like some fish on there too.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent.
I was a doubter. I was a doubter until our live show. And we don't want to talk about anchovies. Anchovies have been on pizza before. I was a doubter until our live show. What's the spot you get it from?
Pizzapopolis.
I was a doubter, so we're doing a live show. I think it was in Greektown too, and they came through with the seafood pizza live on stage. I had to eat the seafood pizza. Gotta say, I had low expectations going in. I'm never gonna eat it again, but it's not as disgusting as it sounds. I would never order it, but it's not as bad as it sounds. But the Detroit style pizza, in theory, extra pepperoni, extra sauce. That sounds great to me. Now,
yes.
One thing I've never tried.
Yes. Extra meat. Absolutely.
They don't have an NBA team in St. Louis, so you never got to try St. Louis style pizza. I remember Jason Tatum was riding for it. Apparently, it's kind of like a cracker crust. You know, like people really ride for their local pizza. You know who doesn't care? Italians. People from Italy that invented pizza. Like, they don't care. They're like, whatever you want, dog. Like, we're not taking, they don't have any pride over this. We're going to argue with you about pizza. Do your thing.
Well, they're really confident. They're really confident.
They don't care. They're like, oh, y'all really care about pizza a lot. And then this nameless caller, second question. Would you hook up with a roommate? Jalen, I'm sure you have thoughts on this. I'm just going to share mine quickly. I would not hook up with a roommate. No. You live there. I would not do that. However, if you're attracted to your roommate, something tells me your roommate has attractive friends. So I wouldn't hook up with my roommate, but you can use that roommate as a conduit to get into a network of ladies that you can run through. That's my advice on that one.
And the keys. He got the keys. Hey, yo, give my guy a standing ovation, Reg. Give my guy Jacoby a standing ovation. He had to take a sip after that. And by the way, I'm about to pick it up like Run DMC. I'm about to pick it up like Outkast.
Pick it up.
Big Boy, no doubt. Big Boy is three stacks.
Redman. You gotta say Redman.
He used the key word, run through. Let me teach you something, young man.
I'm gonna take that one too far.
Let me teach you something, young man. You living with your roommate, that's one word, business.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as you start sleeping with her, it becomes personal. I don't care whatever words come out of y'all mouth. I don't care if y'all think y'all just communicating that this gonna be one time. I don't care if it's, oh, y'all gonna still see whoever y'all gonna still see.
We're friends.
That's not gonna work. You're never, If you ever sleep with her, you will never have a girl over there that's not
ever.
Her friend.
Ever. Go ahead. Yeah, sleep with her on Friday and then bring a girl home on Sunday and see what happens. Just see what happens when she sees you walk in the door and she's on the couch. And you said this the best. You know what you said? Jalen, you didn't even know you did it. When you started saying, I got the keys. That's the problem. She got the keys. She literally got the keys.
Correct.
She got the keys. She can come in whenever she wants. You can't do that. Do not do this. Do not do this.
Don't now, finally, do Jalen, it. Please don't do it.
We're going to end the pod on this one. And I know this ain't even a thing. I mean, this is going to take no time. If you had to give one up, would you give up lobster or getting your hair cut? That's not even a question.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
I can eat crab. Lobster.
Yeah,
shrimp?
Sorry, lobsters.
Hamburger?
Sorry, lobsters.
Turkey burgers?
The lobster species
Soul
around
food?
The world, the lobster delegation would celebrate if you gave up lobster.
Mediterranean? Jamaican?
Lobsters
Italian?
Hold meetings. Lobsters hold meetings in the water and just talk trash about Jalen Rose. You know what I mean? Like, lobsters have little, the lobster circle gets together and they're like, God, we gotta do something about this Jalen Rose guy. He's killing our ranks. Oh man, you know what I decided, Jalen Rose? I've been eating more lobster lately, trying to treat myself. And I've had two lobsters in the last 2 weeks. And you know what I decided? Jalen, you know what I figured out? It's all about the claws. Claw meat is easily the best meat on the lobster. Everybody talks about the tails. The tail sometimes is a little chewy. I'm all about the claws. And I will never disrespect the life that lobster gave to the point where I won't break apart every single leg and suck the meat out of the legs too. So you rich,
no.
I bet you don't eat the legs. So you
no.
rich, that's rich people stuff.
No.
You're rich,
no.
you're like, oh, I don't need to eat. No. That lobster no. died for you, man. That lobster had
no.
a family, dog.
No.
That lobster had a family.
No. Hey, dog,
that
dog,
lobster
let me
had
tell
a family. That lobster got
hey, dog,
kids, man.
Let me tell you something. The years I was doing that, sitting in the backseat of my mother's Cordoba, we went to Red Lobster one time, dog. I moved the mat, you can look at the ground. I was eating them like I was eating my fingers. Okay, and I vowed that I was going to the league and I was gonna eat lobster when I want, how I want, and that's what I do. So I don't eat that on purpose.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Rose. You know what? Congratulations. Not everybody gets to achieve their goals.
Yeah, on purpose.
Call 985-80-JALEN. We want to hear from you. Those are two excellent calls. Let's hear
yeah,
from you
were.
Next time. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen?
We're
Anthony
not done.
Rose.
We're not done. Check out this week's Renaissance Man with Dr. Steve Perry. We are not done.